Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As you know, we lost Eddie Money last Friday. And Louis reminded me, we just had him on, about 3 years ago. He stopped by. I've interviewed him maybe, 20 times in my life.
Yeah.
Can't get away from him. He always would come by and visit, surprise me and all that. But this was a pretty interesting interview and gave you a little snapshot into what Eddie Money was like. He's a local guy who sold 30 million records in his career. He's about half crazy, but I love it. Please welcome Mr. Eddie Money.
Great to have you back in New York, can I say. You look terrific. You're taking really good care of yourself.
Oh, look at you.
He's cute, isn't he?
Well, I quit drinking. Everybody's happy but me. Live from Betty Ford, it's the Eddie Money Show.
Oh, well, you know.
Hey, everybody. They recognize you. He's back again. Here comes Eddie Money. Get Eddie's bed ready.
I'm sleeping over.
How long have you been without alcohol?
It'll be 5 years, March 2nd.
But you're not counting.
I guess either give up the marriage or give up the booze. I said, you know what? I'd rather take a Cialis and go to bed with my wife.
I should mention he's unfiltered.
I like a man like that.
Well, honey, I'm married, but I'm not happy.
Are you one of those kind of guys who pretty much forgets what happened to you early in your years?
Well, you know what? Bill Graham was a great manager at Columbia Records. You got to remember, Scotty, back in the day, I was making $1,000 a minute for a 75-minute show.
Jeez.
Having a lot of fun touring with the Stones, touring with the Who, Steve Miller, Fleetwood Mac, and there's a lot of water under that bridge. I made a lot of mistakes, but I had a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There was an article on you. Might have been a cover story.
Right.
In Rolling Stone magazine. And the reporter had to go track you down in an Irish bar in San Francisco.
That's right.
And you called it your office. What was the name of the place?
McNally's. That was an Irish coffee heaven down there.
Yeah. And so he said he has his own booth. Nobody else is allowed to sit in this booth but Eddie Money.
You still go there?
No. I know. The place is like, all the young kids go there now. I think they changed the name of the place.
This is when you were at your peak.
Oh, my God, Scotty. I remember that interview.
And it was about a three-pager, too.
Yeah, the Rolling Stone's always been very good to me, you know.
And, you know, you come from a family of city cops.
My grandfather was a cop. My brother retired as a deputy inspector. How that happened, I'll never know. What a maniac. My dad was on the job, you know. So, but, you know, if your father's a cop, your son's a cop. In New York, your father's a painter.
Yeah.
Your son's a painter. You're out of this.
Yeah.
But so I quit the police department. Got myself, I moved out to California. Got a record deal. Next thing you know, I'm doing Saturday Night Live and Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin and God knows what else, you know. Going down to Miami and seeing Crazy Scott Shannon, really.
Well, it's Tampa, but who's counting?
Well, it's so close
down there. Florida. But, you know, the thing about it is that you've never been afraid to work. You work your tail off.
Well, I got five kids. I'll do anything to get out of the house, you know.
Yeah.
They still feeding off you?
Of course.
Yeah.
They're like locusts, you know. You turn the light on and they're like cockroaches.
It never ends, huh? Oh, you're scaring me.
But I love my kids, though.
No, of course.
The deal is with Eddie, he's kind of, a smart ass, but he's got a heart of gold.
Thank you,
and
Scott.
He would do anything for anybody who's in trouble or needs help, and Eddie's always right there. Let's go back a little bit when they called you for that Geico commercial where you own the travel agency. We haven't talked about that. You're saying the lady won tickets for a vacation, and you're there singing Two Tickets to Paradise.
Very funny. Well, my wife wanted to get back on TV, I guess, and actually she was going to be hitting the button on the CD player, and I was going to be singing Two Tickets to Paradise. listen, I had to fire this little old lady that was an she was an accomplished Broadway actress for my wife to get my wife the job, you know, hitting the button on the tape deck. And the lady gave me the dirtiest look, like my mother, like I left my car in the driveway. So my wife's up there, she's getting the nails done and a pedicure, changing the hair. Well, they used the acoustic version of the commercial. So that my wife wound up on the editing room floor.
Oh, no.
So I asked my wife, how do you like your husband's commercial? She was so pissed off. She goes, he sounds pitchy.
I've got two tickets to paradise. Ducky Banks will be tonight.
It's next month, actually.
Paradise.
No, four, remember?
You know, Ronnie, folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than any money running a travel agency.
Get happy. Get Geico.
How much they give you to do that?
I have no idea.
Oh, you can't ask that.
When I first got on there, I thought it was the guy who was doing the commercial with the duck. But that was the other one.
That's the other one.
That flap.
Yeah. Oh,
then there was a rumor going on that I was dating Flo from Progressive. I said, no, I'm not. I'm happily married.
He's going now.
There you go.
Oh, that's precious.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever said my name. He only calls me Scotty.
Aww.
I never said Scott, ever.
Scott. Right, yeah.
When Scotty. I first met him, I said, do me a favor, call me Scott. All right, no problem, Scotty.
But he's a great guy.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
He's the only one of those guys, I'll tell you that right now. Eddie Money on CBS FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.